morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest. The headlines: Barbados's COVID-19 death toll reaches 28. More than two dozen breachers of the national curfew to go before the law courts this morning, and another member of the Democratic Labour Party executive resigns. Good morning, I'm Keith Goddard with the details to the news. This island has recorded three more COVID-19 deaths. As R. Wendy Burke reports, they were recorded on Monday, as well as 126 new positive COVID-19 cases.
The three deaths recorded were a 74-year-old woman from a nursing home, an 88-year-old woman with comorbidities, and a 9-year-old child. The 9-year-old child passed away at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital on Sunday. Their deaths bring the death toll from the virus to 28. The new cases include results of samples from over a 12-day period, as the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory works to reduce the backlog created by the temporary use of manual extraction in the processing of samples. The laboratory conducted 1,251 tests on Monday. 38 persons recovered and were discharged from isolation. There are now 731 active cases on the island. The 126 cases comprise 58 women and 68 men. Of these, 125 are Barbadians and one is a non-national. The total number of persons diagnosed as positive at Her Majesty's Prison Dodds is 363. Of these, 361 have recovered, and the remaining two inmates are included in the active cases. Barbados has recorded 2,457 confirmed cases, 1,090 females, and 1,367 males, with 1,698 persons having recovered. Since February 2020, the Public Health Laboratory has completed 115,813 tests. Wendy Burke, Starcom Network News.
The Ministry of Health and Wellness is advising that the Glebe, Edgar Cochrane, and St. Philip Polyclinics will be closed today. A release from the Ministry of Health says this is to facilitate the COVID-19 vaccination program for persons over the age of 70, as well as for those between the ages of 18 and 69 with NCDs. A long list of COVID curfew violators are being placed before the law courts this morning, and the COVID-19 monitoring unit is promising that there are more to follow. Head of the unit, Ronald Chapman, tells Starcom Network News it's part of a crackdown as the authorities seek to halt community spread of the virus.
There are 29 cases we put in law court. They're called there in the morning. Yeah, the cases are being called, and there are more that we've put in. There are an additional 14 that's going in now, and there are some more. So as the days go by, I will give you a much more accurate figure and some more details. These are offenses ranging from unauthorized gatherings. We have one or two minivans in there who were carrying people without masks. There are businesses that were mandated closed that were open. So there were a number of different violations.
Mr. Chapman says the authorities are determined to bring the COVID-19 situation under control by the end of the extended lockdown.
So please, we are asking the public to be vigilant, and we are asking Barbadians to follow the orders. We do not want another 2 weeks of lockdown. We are trying to bring this thing under control, and we are really requiring the assistance of all of the public of Barbados.
That's head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman. The Democratic Labour Party has lost another of its members of the executive. A letter submitted by Treasurer Henderson Williams and obtained by Starcom Network News revealed that he resigned from both the senior post and the party with immediate effect on Monday. His resignation from the executive is the second in recent weeks, following that of former General Secretary Kemar Stewart. Deputy Chief Executive Officer of the Brantley Adams International Airport, Terry Lane, says he's encouraged by the number of employees there who have taken the vaccine. He tells Starcom Network that hundreds have turned up for the jab over the last 3 days.
Obviously, one would hope that you would want to see 100% turnout. That being said, we have to measure that against the resources of which the Ministry of Health is working. We obviously don't want to overburden them, and I think 3 days obviously can't capture all of the persons at the airport, but I will say that it's been very heartening to see that persons have actually come out in quite a great number. In spite of what may have been said or pushed on social media, there is still quite a bit of positive reaction of persons coming to be vaccinated from all agencies at the airport.
Mr. Lane says it's critical that frontline workers at the airport are vaccinated.
most persons would realize that imported cases, for the most part, would have passed through the airport during this time. And obviously, it means that there's a certain level of risk associated with working at the airport. I mean, that being said, I think what is a testament to the work that has been done by the airport team is that even though we had a significant number of imported cases, especially last year, there were no clusters, there were no outbreaks within the airport community, which I think speaks to the testament of the work that's being done by the entire community, not just Guy Inc., but the entire community to make sure that the relevant protocols are being followed.
That's Deputy Chief Executive Officer of the Bradley Adams International Airport Inc., Terry Lane. The chairman of the BERT Monitoring Committee is upbeat about the program meeting all of its targets. However, Edward Clark says he remains concerned about the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. He told Starcom Network News that Barbados' gross domestic product fell by 18%.
The government has been able to achieve all of its performance targets under the BERT program, and in particular the primary target, which of minus 1% of GDP. Even more importantly is the very strong position in net international reserves, the levels well above the program targets at December. We now had $2.1 billion in reserves, which is double the original target. There are, however, some threats to the program, some concerns, I wouldn't say, more so than threats. But there are some concerns we have about the program. The severity of the COVID impact of 2020 and the high levels of unemployment.
Mr. Clark said, too, that the present lockdown as well as the international travel bans are adding additional pressure.
Another area of concern is the continuing travel restrictions in Europe and in Canada, because our tourism market has dried up and tourism revenue and to the government and to the businesses in Barbados is significant. So we will feel the fallout from that, and that will impact profitability of these enterprises and certainly the tax revenue that government would usually collect. We also had in 2020 a high collection of revenue in 2020 to 2021, but that will be under some pressure due to the EU tax blacklisting. Which has inhibited new business in Barbados, international business.
That's Chairman of the BERT Monitoring Committee, Edward Clark. All is back to normal at the 90-bed shelter operated by the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness in Bridgetown. Health authorities gave the all clear for the facility to reopen on Monday after it was closed because of a COVID-19 case. Head of the non-governmental organization, Kimar Safri, tells Starcom Network News, staff are happy to be able to resume all services they offer to the homeless.
All the staff, we need to quarantine. Some quarantine here and some quarantine at different locations that would have been offered by the government at the time. It was a hard time in the sense of that, but we understand it was for our own safety. And one of the things that we can testify to is that this organization has been holding strain as it relates to protecting the homeless from COVID. And the way that we've been doing things have proven that while we were living among a gentleman for the last several days with COVID, we was well protected, that all of us came back negative, every single one of us, including clients and staff.
Well, that's head of the Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations is encouraging employers to do as much as possible to maintain staff levels during the extended national lockdown. General Secretary Dennis DePisa admits that it's a very difficult period, but said the union does not wish to see more Barbadians placed on the breadline.
Where employers can find a way to accommodate their employees by way of providing maybe extensive payments in terms of wage or salary, they can do that. But where they can't, just bear in mind that we don't want to have persons thrown on the breadline as a result of employers throw their hands in the air in desperation, but really try to work with the employees in the given situation. I hope that the turnover in the future will allow them to get back to a level of comfort, so to speak.
As General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa, and St. Kitts and Nevis is finalizing the rollout of its mass COVID-19 vaccination program. Prime Minister Dr. Timothy Harris, says the country received 2,000 doses in its first batch of vaccines last week, and it's expecting more than 21,000 additional doses by the end of the month. A recap of the headlines. Barbados' COVID-19 death toll reaches 28 after three deaths were recorded on Monday. More than two dozen breachers of the national curfew to go before the law court this morning, and another member of the Democratic Labour Party executive resigns, Treasurer Henderson Williams, who has also resigned from the party. The top stories in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good morning.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.